we had the good fortune of visiting one of the prominent acharyas of Madhvacharya's sampradaya. In fact, he is the senior of all the sannyasis in the Madhva sampradaya. He is known as by the name of Pali Maraswami. He's about 76 years old. Now this man, he took sannyas when he was only 12 years old. And he lives very simple life, just wears very simple cloth, sits, sleeps on floor, eats very simple foods, has no wife, no family. He has no sense enjoyment. Now people work very hard to raise money for sense gratification, correct? Pali Maraswami is in the process of spending great amounts of his energy to raise funds to buy a crown for Lord Sri Krishna. Now this crown, its cost is 1 crore of rupees. That's almost $1 million for one crown. It's a crown made out of diamonds. Someone challenged, why don't you feed the poor with this 1 crore of rupees? Why don't you build hospitals with this 1 crore of rupees? Why are you spending all this money to build a crown for Krishna? He said, the President of the United States, the Prime Minister of India, the Prime Minister of England, every time they go somewhere, they have a private jet. They have secret service men protecting them. They are put in very, very high security, very luxurious residence wherever they go. Do you know how much money this costs? They're spending crores and crores and crores of rupees every year for practically every chief of state in the world. All the facilities that they try to give him, all the honor, all the prestige. And these people are just kings of just a tiny little tract of land. And yet who's saying, why are they spending crores and crores and crores and rupees to facilitate Rajiv Gandhi or George Bush? Nobody says that. Because they expect he's the prime minister, he's the king. He should have the best facilities. But Krishna, he is Jagatpate. He is the king of the entire existence. He is the king of all the planets and all the universes and in the entire creation and beyond. So nobody questions when we spend crores and crores and crores of rupees for some tiny little insignificant politician whose domain is some tiny little insignificant tract of land. But when you want to give some nice gesture of glorification for the supreme of all kings, then people will go. Factually, if we were to buy a diamond crown for Krishna every hour of the day, it would not be too much. It would be just a tiny little insignificant gesture of an offering to him. After all, what do you think the diamonds in this world grow for? The diamonds are there. They're in the ground. The ordinary man has no objection to spend his hard-earned money to give it to his wife or to put on his own finger. But if you put it on God, everyone is saying, why don't you feed the poor? You are feeding the poor. By watering the root of the tree, everyone is nourished. So everyone's very quick to criticize as soon as you do something for Krishna. But if you do something for your own sense gratification, everyone just accepts that this is normal life. This is expected. This is how you should live. So Pali Maraswami, very simple man. He doesn't have a single piece of jewelry on his own body, but for Krishna, diamond crown. Prabhupada said that when you decorate Krishna beautifully, you lose all desire to decorate yourself. Because you find so much more satisfaction, because Krishna is the enjoyer. If you don't understand how beautiful and wonderful the taste is of decorating Krishna, then you'll think, oh, how enjoyable it is to decorate my own body. It is a higher taste. When we see the beauty of Krishna, it satisfies the soul. When we look in the mirror and see the beauty of ourselves, it temporarily satisfies our senses. But then in a few years, when you look in the mirror and you see all your beauty is gone, then you become very frustrated. You become very sad. Where has my beauty gone? Where has my youth gone? Where has my wealth gone? As you attach yourself to your own senses and the objects, you're simply creating a situation of suffering for the future, because it is temporary.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.